I'm Carolyn Holland Cole. I just retired from the Baltimore City Public School System, giving 41 years of service, 6 years as Roland Park principal in 1954. I was a student at a very small school on Denmore Avenue that housed three grades in one classroom. There were only two rooms. And as a child, over the summer, I would always be on the playground at Arlington Elementary looking in the windows and wondering what it was like to go to a school of this caliber. So finally, when Baltimore City received notice that the schools were now going to be integrated, my parents made a decision that I was going to go that September. And as a nine-year-old, the only vision you had were things that you had seen on TV, with students being attacked by dogs and water hose. I remember the walkway, and right past the flagpole, there were a large number of people standing outside. And I walked through the middle of all these people with my mom, still very nervous. But from that day on, I never had a problem. I was well received. I always felt, because the school was predominantly Jewish, I felt as though Jewish people could relate to problems and situations when people had been discriminated against. I was received warmly by the teachers, by the principal, the students. I was so excited, I couldn't even sleep the night before. I knew the school had this cafeteria, which I had never experienced in my life, a library, because reading was my love. That was just pure excitement to go to a school that actually had a library that I could borrow books. I felt like I was the luckiest kid in the world. And now, as we look back at Baltimore City, I became a principal of a school that was highly academic, had the highest test scores in Baltimore City, and I was being asked to come to this school and be the principal. This was another time of excitement. But of course, I was extremely excited when I even became a teacher. That was just pure excitement. That was another dream come true, to become a teacher. When I started teaching, it was at Beachfield, which was predominantly a white school. I was the third African-American teacher to come to that particular school to teach. I tried to not think about color, and I think I still perform that way today, that I feel that everybody was created equal. Just because someone's color may be a little different, I moved away from that, and I never really thought about it. I never really spent time sharing it with students. I treated them as equal. I never got into a discussion of race with my students. I felt as though, regardless of who walked through my door, you're all going to be treated the same.